Hosking.
Eric Crampton, another favourite of mine from the New Zealand Initiative. Look this up too, and this was sort of addressed. Is Stiesny the head of Tower, the chair of Tower? I can't remember. Andrew was telling us earlier on this week about the insurance companies, and they talked about the rubber having to meet the road. And Eric Crampton writes very eloquently about this, and this is the stuff we need to face post-Gabriel, post-Hale, post the summer to forget. If the Earthquake Commission, he writes, were allowed to set premiums that varied with underlying risk, private insurers might find it safer to follow. Premiums would drop in safer places, rise in riskier places. And this is what Stiesny of Tower was saying the other day. This is all spread across the place and it doesn't work. Managed retreat from floods and rising sea levels seems like a difficult problem, so how to decide? But he argues some problems are only impossible if you look at them from the wrong end. Start with the underlying problem. So right now, he says, a lot of people live in risky places and other people wind up picking up the tab if things go wrong. And the riskiness of risky places seems to be increasing. So the Earthquake Commission charges the same amount to insure a $1 million property on the safest ground in the country as it does to insure a $1 million property that takes landslips every year. Good question. Why? Why do they do that? So we have a government-provided insurance program in an EQC that has helped ensure broad insurance coverage, but at a cost of encouraging more building in risky places than otherwise would have happened. Does that make sense, or does that make sense? And given it makes so much sense, why don't we change it, for goodness sake? Look him up, Eric Crampton, 16-2.